From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is calling on the international community to work urgently to ensure that nuclear weapons do not get into the hands of terrorists or others who want to do harm. We get more now from White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas.
President Obama says the summit resulted in important commitments by more than 50 nations to improve nuclear security. But with terror groups like Islamic State bent on obtaining nuclear materials, their work is far from done.
No terrorist group has yet succeeded in getting their hands on a nuclear device. Our work here will help ensure that we're doing everything possible to prevent that.
27 nations and Interpol agreed to take action to prevent so-called insider threats, or threats by personnel with access to nuclear and radiological materials. North Korea's nuclear and long-range missile tests were a key focus of the talks. Obama and the leaders of Japan and South Korea called for strict enforcement of tough new UN sanctions. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
North Korea has begun jamming GPS signals in South Korea, affecting some communications and navigation systems. Government officials in Seoul saying North Korea should immediately cease the jamming activity. Seoul says that it's not hampered ongoing U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises denounced by Pyongyang. An attack by an unmanned U.S. aircraft in Somalia has killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group. Hassan al-Dor has led a team of Al-Shabaab assassins. He was named by the Somali government last year on a most wanted list of 12 Al-Shabaab members involved in terror attacks in Mogadishu. This is VOA News. South African President Jacob Zuma apologized Friday for spending more than $20 million in state funds on his private residence, but he did not do, as some had predicted, step down from office. South Africa's top court ruled Zuma did violate the Constitution by ignoring the state anti-corruption agency's recommendation that he return part of the $20 million. Under the court's ruling, the National Treasury will decide which of the upgrades at Zuma's house were related to security and will order Zuma to reimburse the cost of any other expenses, such as a swimming pool and a cattle enclosure. UN Refugee Agency is calling on safeguards before refugees and migrants are deported from Greece to Turkey as required under a deal between the European Union and Turkey. UNHCR says measures must be taken to ensure that human rights of all those returned are protected. Lisa Schlein reporting from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says many of the necessary safeguards are lacking. These concerns are supported in a recent Amnesty International report, which alleges Turkey has forcibly returned thousands of refugees to Syria. The UN Refugee Agency says it does not object to the return of people who have not asked for asylum and are not in need of international protection. However, it adds the human rights of these people also must be respected. The agency reports 51,000 refugees and migrants are in Greece, 5,000 are on the islands, and the rest on the mainland. It says conditions in the detention facilities are overcrowded, unsanitary, and need to be improved quickly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Researchers have determined the structure of the Zika virus. The near atomic level map shows the virus to be similar to that of dengue virus. Dr. Tom Frieden is the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. He says Zika has been closely linked to causing birth defects such as microcephaly.
It has been more than 50 years since there has been a viral cause of a severe birth defect identified, and we've never before identified a mosquito-borne cause of birth defect. So we want to be extremely careful.
Starting last October, the virus began to spread, particularly in Brazil, where it has been potentially linked to microcephaly, in which fetal brains are abnormally small. In U.S. politics, Republican Party presidential frontrunner Donald Trump now says abortion laws should not be changed, a drawing contrast from earlier in the week when he said that women should be punished for getting abortions. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.